back to the Power Hour. Our next guest, Mr. Oxygen, he's known by, is he's a best-selling author. Of course, his book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is well-known, well worth it. It's at Amazon. He's a writer in the innovative health area. He has lectured worldwide. He's been honored many times nationally and internationally. He's the first and only person in history to create mass public awareness of the existence and benefits of oxygen therapy. I know that to be the case. A story I've told many times, but I'll bring that up a little later. We're very happy to welcome back Ed McCabe to the Power. Easy for me to say. There you go, Ed. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thanks, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
Absolutely. Glad to be here with you. You're kind of a hero of mine because, you know, like I said, back in the early 90s, I saw the story in Atlanta there in the CDC. I'll get to that in a second. What I want to go to first is oxygen, period. Tell our audience a little bit about when we breathe in oxygen, what goes on in our body, how is it utilized, why is it so important?
Well, oxygen is the number one thing in life for your priority set. I mean, you should be aware that the top of the very, very top of the top of the what you need at any moment in life is oxygen. And if you don't believe me, if you don't get how important what this show is about tonight, if you don't get how important it is, hold your breath. And then when you realize how important it is, you can start breathing again and listen to the show. It's that simple. I mean, I used to do this in my lectures. I'd have people hold their breath and say, when you feel any discomfort at all, you know, drop your hands and start breathing. And within seconds, the hands would go down, boom, 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 and they'll always start to breathe. There will always be one or two that, oh, no problem, I said, any discomfort, and they go, oh, and then their hands would come down. So your body is crying for it all the time. Life is set up as you, as a biological organism, to burn fuel. That's basically how you exist. You eat the plants, you eat the animals that eat the plants, and your body's digestive system, which is two-thirds water, your whole body is two-thirds water, so you know how important water is. Your body's digestive system is set up to take the minerals out of the plants, or if you're eating animals, out of the animals, and digest them. In other words, your system will break down whatever you're chewing up in your mouth. It makes its way down into your stomach and your intestines. And in there, there's an acid and alkaline wash back and forth until the minerals are all extracted. So the very essence of life itself is dirt, is volcanic dirt. In other words, the earth processed through volcanoes comes out as minerals, the plants take them up, carry them to the animals, and then the plants and the animals carry the minerals to us. So the very important thing is the minerals. Now, how you stay alive while processing these minerals is you are burning fuel, and the fuel is, of course, the food you eat, and that's how nature sets it up to deliver minerals to your organism. It makes your organism run on mineral carriers, let's call them plants and animals. And so by taking pieces of the plants and animals into our body will turn those things back into the minerals they started out as before the minerals were used to create the bodies of the plants and the bodies of the animals and the bodies of the humans. So if you need to repair yourself in any way, one of the most the most important thing is minerals, because you simply cannot repair yourself without having all the minerals. Now, the interesting thing about oxygen is it will kill bacteria, viruses, funguses, and pathogens. Now, before you go, oh, wait a minute, well, if that was true, there wouldn't be any. No, I'm talking about a special form of oxygen called active oxygen. If you have active oxygen in your body, enough of it, we call this, and that's what my book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is all about. It's all known ways to do this, is to bring the oxygen into the body in an active form, because normal breathing O2 is stable oxygen, and that's helpful because your body will turn that into things. But if you could directly get a therapy of some kind or a supplement or go to a doctor's office for an injection or whatever, you could get active forms of oxygen put directly into your body. Now, at the International Biooxidative Medicine Foundation, Dr. Charles H. Farr, biochemist, Wayne State University, he told me that the body takes vitamin C, and all the vitamin C that's needed to keep us alive and healthy is used up. Then it takes all the extra vitamin C and turns it into our body's immune chemicals, which are, believe it or not, oxygen in the form of hydrogen peroxide and ozone. The hydrogen peroxide is made in the peroxisomes. The ozone is made in the neutrophils in our body. That's part and parcel, as Dr. Farr told me, the first line of defense of our body is actually oxygen. Now, why is that so important? Because the way nature has it set up is we have bacteria, viruses, funguses, pathogens. If you have them invade your body, and the easiest way for them to come in and invade your body is to have little oxygen, in other words, low oxygen. Let's say you've got a lot of pollution, you've been breathing chemtrails, automobile exhaust, artificial foods, artificial fertilizers. All this stuff has all lowered the oxygen level of your body and increased the level of collected pollution. So as the pollution rises in your body, it pushes out your storage of oxygen spaces. So your body starts to fill up with pollution, and the lower and lower and lower your oxygen level gets, two things happen. One is your body becomes acidic in pH, and if you go look up the whole world of research on that, the other is the cells drop in voltage. So the actual cells of our body have a voltage, and both of those things are determined by your oxygen level. If you don't have enough oxygen, you'll have an acidic pH. And if you don't have enough oxygen, you'll have a low microvolt cellular voltage level. Those two things, being acidic and also being low oxygen voltage, causes your body to collect more and more bacteria, viruses, funguses, and pathogens. Now, the trick about the bacteria, virus, fungus, and pathogens is that they are anaerobes. This is the big news that nobody, when I say nobody, I mean the vast majority of people do not realize that the oxygen levels in your body determines how much bacteria, viruses, funguses, and pathogens invade you in the first place. To try to set up homes inside you, that's because the oxygen level is low. But if you raise the oxygen level up, all the anaerobes, and that's what they all are, the bacteria, the virus, fungus, pathogens, cause all the major diseases, precursors to, or the actual cause of the disease, are actually anaerobes. The scientific definition of an anaerobe is it cannot live when surrounded by oxygen. So if you were to take all the bacteria, virus, fungus, all the causes of disease that show up in your body and surround them with an active form of oxygen and keep them all surrounded with an active form of oxygen, they can't exist in your body. It's that simple. I don't have to claim anything's curing anything. The fact of the matter is they simply cannot exist due to science inside your body when surrounded by active forms of oxygen. And that is what your immune system ultimately, the first line of defense of your immune system, is the creation of hydrogen peroxide or ozone into your body. Now, since science figured that out, that was like about the beginning of last century, that was all written up in the Lancet, the British medical journals, showing that they had Gurkhas that had the plague. They were all dying. There's just every one of them went in the hospital, died. And then one of the doctors said, well, what if we took peroxide, which is made by our own immune system, and we injected into these people, what would happen? They're going to die anyway, so let's try it. Well, everybody they did that to lived. Mm. They sweated profusely. They went home the next couple of days. They just walked out. So that's where the science first really started to catch on.
Hold that thought. There's the break. There's the music. That's fascinating. We'll get to more of that on the other side with Mr. Oxygen himself, Ed McCabe. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Ed McCabe. Mr. Oxygen, Flood Your Body with Oxygen. This is really groundbreaking, very important book. It's one of you want a book that you have to have on your shelf for reference. This is one of them. Ed McCabe, The Importance of Oxygen. You said something that I found fascinating during the break about if your body does not have enough oxygen, what begins to happen?
Of substitutes. If your body doesn't have one thing, you're programmed to survive no matter what. So everything that's built into you, your DNA, et cetera, has this hierarchy of needs and solutions, patches. Like cancer, for example, is a survival mechanism. Huh? What did he just say? Is a survival mechanism.
Interesting.
If your body doesn't have enough oxygen in it to run itself, the way the body gets oxygen is gets energy, is by taking oxygen and turning it into ATP in the cells. So that's aerobic respiration, we call it. Anaerobic respiration is when your body does not have enough oxygen. So in a bid to survive, your body will start fermenting glucose, fermenting things that don't give you the best kind of energy. It's a lower order of evolution of energy production. It will keep you alive, but in a very reduced state. So cells will mutate. They'll drop 31 steps in evolution back down into the area of a plant-type cell that just grows and grows and grows. We diagnose it and call it cancer. But it's your body trying to survive because it doesn't get the oxygen it needs. It doesn't have enough because of all the pollution, because of all the processed food, the demineralized soils. Because of all that, your body will start to ferment for energy, and it has to mutate into cancer to do that. So it's really
never heard that before in my life. I've interviewed a lot of people on this show. I have never heard that. That is fascinating, what you just said.
There's a lot of stuff people don't know that
me especially. I'm first in that line. Is oxygen then the key? Is that all cancers are like that, or most of them, or what?
Well, we interviewed during the first book back in the 80s, we interviewed nurses that worked at cancer labs, and they said, I don't know why I never thought of this before. They got a petri dish and they're growing cancer, and they said, we automatically, if it's growing too fast, we just turn up the oxygen and it slows down, and if we want to kill it, it kills the cancer in the petri dish just by regulating the amount of oxygen. Personally, I have seen, I'll say hundreds and hundreds, this is true, of people that came to me and said they had cancer, and then they went off and they got or applied to themselves supplements, therapies, doctors, clinics, went to Europe, whatever, and all of them that did it correctly, I saw the cancers go away. I mean, it was just that simple. People that didn't listen to me, or they only took a little bit of what they were supposed to do, like one doctor said, well, you know, you're talking about this cure in AIDS, because at the time I had people that no longer had AIDS that had done these therapies. And we took him to the National Institute of Health, and this doctor called him, and he said, well, I gave him the shot, but they died anyway. I said, you did what? I gave him the shot. He one shot of ozone, like 10 cc's or something. He thought he was going to cure AIDS with it. That's insane. It's like at least a three-week, four-week process of getting it every single day if you've got a, you know, very...
What is the mental problem? You know, Ed, what is the mental problem with doctors? They're so... Are they dumb? Or are they just so programmed that they can't see the forest through the trees?
Well, they go through their internships, you know, and all that as they're getting trained. And they're denied sleep. And they're actually, it's like sleep deprivation with programming. And it seems to affect the way they think. Doctors that do not lose critical function, they eventually come over to the side of oxygen therapies. And some of them, the best they could say is, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I've heard that one.
Well, I can accept that. I mean, I can accept that about, you know, things. There's a lot of things I don't know. You know, okay, I'm not too sure, but something's working here. I can accept that. What I can't accept is, no, that's completely wrong. Get out of here. What in the world are you talking about? We got cancer licked. What do you mean? You know, it's like, oh, really? You do? You know, that's why you're running all these, you know, ribbon contests every... You know. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to some of the products that you have created, which I think are absolutely fantastic for people to help get not only the minerals, but the oxygen into their body. We have OxyFlush, OxySil, OxySulfur, OxyLift, and OxyEarth. All important, all do different things. Go ahead. We've got about 5 minutes. Explain these really quickly, if you could.
OxyFlush, that's a colon cleanser. That's putting ozone bonded to magnesium, basically, into your stomach to sterilize the intestine and to also sterilize the small intestine and the stomach. That whole digestive area is where you put, to take it into your mouth, it starts releasing the oxygen as soon as it hits your stomach acid, and then it starts scouring everything out. It's like a chemical colonic rather than a physical one. I recommend you do both to start out with. And that is basically the whole idea of OxyFlush. We only have 5 minutes, so I'll go quick. OxyLift is the oxygen mineral therapy for the masses. That's the one product we got that anybody could take without understanding too much about anything. And I've talked to many people that have come to me with some serious medical issues and gone away after a few months, come back and say, all the tests are negative. Everything's gone. It's amazing. Now, the secret to that was they raised the amount of drops they took every day. The actual number of drops is in the label is 21, and they were taking it, they were slowly, very slowly, worked up to about 150 drops a day, and then did that for several months and came back and said, thank you, and thank you, thank you. Okay. Now we have the OxySil, which is the OxyLift plus organic silica. Now that is real good, like all the oxygen therapies are. When you start looking at things like chemtrails, pollution in the air, how do you bind up? There's a lot of people talking about other clays and things that will cage the pollution. Well, oxygen is the body's first line of defense to burn up all the pollution. So many people, when they first start out, they'll go through a period where they may have an elevated temperature for a few days, and that's their body burning off the dross, the things that don't really belong in it anymore. It just simply oxidizes them. That's the OxySil. So you got the OxyLift, the OxySil, the OxySil.
Hey, stay there, Ed. Ed, there's the music. Just stay. We'll hold you over just a little bit to explain these and to just conclude. We don't want to conclude you so fast there. Thepowermall.com. That's our website, or one of our websites, where we sell the great products that support you, support your life, your health, your vibrancy, your success, and also support this radio show. And the products, Ed McCabe, many other great products are on sale over there. His products, OxyEarth, OxyFlush, OxySil, OxyEarth. Oh, I got that. I already said that one. Oxy Lift, sorry. Sorry, all these great products, minerals, oxygen, silica into your body. We're talking with Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen himself. His book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is available at Amazon. Very important reference book. Ed, we're finishing up with talking about the products. Just briefly finish that so people understand what they're getting in these different things.
Okay, now the one thing we haven't talked about is the organic oxysulfur. We process that as natural as humanly possible, and other brands are not the same. So that's why we offer it. That's the case with all our products, really, is I had to come up with that because other people didn't. And I was advocating, this is what you need, and nobody had it. And so we brought out all our products. So the most basic products you could put in your body to help yourself. For example, all the things that you could find, like, I know you're going to talk about vaccines and all that. Well, all that stuff, the only way your body can detoxify it is by using the oxygen and mineral combinations. Nothing can leave your body unless it has oxygen in it. So the last, or rather than it's combined with oxygen. Nothing can leave your body unless it's first combined with oxygen, then it comes out. So all detox depends on oxygen, even though people talk about other things. So the organic oxysulfur is what moves the oxygen through the body. It's the transport. You can fill your body with oxygen, but if you want to go that extra mile, you use the organic oxysulfur, and that will move, because the oxygen and the sulfur in organic form with no fillers or anything, they are have an affinity for each other, so they'll carry through the body. It's nature's way of doing that. So that's why we advocate you take oxygen and minerals. And beyond the first things I talked about in the show, we've gone into science. We don't have a lot of time. But going into science in the future, we've improved on everything. And so we've made it able to be taken by you on a daily basis. Carry it in your pocket, take it to work, eat it at home, whatever. Everything's natural and of the highest quality there is.
Let me ask you about that, the oxysulfur. Is that also what people call MSM?
Yes, it's MSM, but I don't like to call it that because a lot of the MSM is phony. It just isn't real. They'll call it MSM and people run to the store and go, hey, I got a great deal at MSM. Well, the great deal is because it doesn't work. And I hate to have people spending money on stuff that doesn't work.
I agree.
So all our stuff is guaranteed to be the highest quality and the most natural as you could get to make the existence of the supplement that will work for you. People will pay anything as long as it's real.
So they should. It has value. Yes, it has value. All these products have value. Your health has value, and they have value. And if you want to really make some natural headway into your body, you got to look for the best. I mean, it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. We've tried to bring as many things as we could at the Power Mall. So we got the Oxy Earth, Oxy Lift, Oxy Sulfur, Oxy Sil, and, of course, Oxy Flush, which is great. It's kind of like Oxy Powder. Dr. Group would sell. It's kind of like that. You just take the pills very easy, and it gives you colon flush detoxing, how important that is. I mean, it's just a great product to use on a regular basis or semi-regular basis to help you. Ed, we got to go. We're going to have you on again. Catherine, make sure we get Ed again on pretty soon. There's a lot of things we can go into. You said some things I never heard quite that way, and we'll get to those
just
more.
We don't have enough time. There's so many things I could tell you.
Well, we'll get into some more next time.